The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have a busy bank holiday of racing coming up and a big day over in Ireland, because today in Ferry House is Irish Grand National Day. And my name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, very well, mate, very well.
Good man, good man. You looking forward to today?
I am, yeah. First time I've ever been to Ferry House. I'm over here, came over yesterday, didn't go racing, but caught up with most of the action. Looked a tricky old day, and today doesn't seem any different. So we'll be keeping our fingers crossed, hoping for the best. But news is that I've had a bit of overnight rain, but nothing too dramatic. I don't think it's going to be changing the ground too much. Pretty much as it was yesterday, just on the easy side of good.
Yeah, probably something like good to yielding still at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's going to be fine.
Okay, good stuff. Well, let's get stuck into the action straight away then. The first race this afternoon in Ferry House is the 2:45, and we start with the Tato Hurdle, which is a grade 3 over 2 miles. And just looking at the betting, Clarkham heads the betting this morning at 11-4. It's 100-30 for Kitten Rock. Ivan Grosny's 7s, Lindenhurst 8s, 10s for Jadago, and Plinth, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Clarkham at the top of the betting there, Andy. He's hit the crossbar on a few occasions. Do you think he can go one better in the Grade 3 Tato Hurdle?
He certainly deserves to, doesn't he, Mark? Yeah, he's had plenty of good runs under his belt already this season. Most notably when he was second, of course, in the Grade 1 behind Guitar Pete at Aintree. Prior to that, he was really unlucky in the Fred Winter when he was going well in the hands of Brian Cooper. Unfortunately, he fell heavily, and obviously Brian suffered an injury which he hasn't recovered from at the moment. Whether he would have won the Fred Winters over to debate, but you'd certainly like to think he would have been in the frame. And he's got a good run under his belt early on in the season here as well at this track, which also is significant when he was third behind Anna Fillet. Of course, she at the time was the best mare and the best juvenile seen in Ireland in the early skirmishes in the juvenile category. So really, he ticks a lot of boxes. The only slight negative I can make is that he's had a lot of hard races. You know, he's been on the go since the autumn. He's had now 8 runs over hurdles, whereas some of these are coming in a little bit fresher, and they probably haven't as many hard-knocking battles as Gordon Elliott's charge. But he certainly sets a good standard, and if he maintains his form, he's certainly the one to beat. The ones who are lightly erased, Kitten Rock certainly fits that category. He's won 2 for 2. And he's been very impressive on both of those occasions. Lately, of course, when he was 5-1 on down in Limerick. The only worry with him, he's handled soft ground. We know that he's gone on heavy ground, but can he handle the quicker surface? He comes from France, and some of his form in France has been on a faster surface, so that might not be too much of a negative. And the one at a bigger price that you might want to have a little look at would be Jadago, who ran 8th in the Fred Winter. He carried top weight that day, which he was rather than lucky to carry such a burden, because he got bumped up £20 for finishing third behind Abyssial and Andriano Demott the last time that he ran the time before in a Grade 2 at Ferry House. So we know he handles the track. The ground's dried out perfectly for Ken Condon's charge. The yard's in form. And at 12-1, I thought he was probably the one I'd have a few quid on each way in a race where, you know, there's a lot of ifs and buts about quite a few of them.
Okay, Jadago then each way in the 2:45. The second race is the 3:15, and this is the Grade 2 Strawberry Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and Get Me Out of Here is the favourite this morning at 7-4. It's 11-4 for Thousand Stars, 7-1 for Umbo Matan. Upsie is 9s, 10s for Morad, and 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Let's start with Get Me Out of Here, Andy, because he's got the unenviable record of finishing second at 4 different Cheltenham festivals. He's terribly unlucky there, and he went very close this year. Do you think he can bounce back and get some a bit of compensation here?
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, he still maintains his form, doesn't he? I mean, what a run that was under, you know, a heavy burden in the Coral Cup. Probably one of the most agonising defeats that Tony McCoy's ever suffered at the festival, and he looked like he was going to beat Whisper. Unfortunately, he just fell by a short hair, but it was a very strongly run race, as the Coral Cup normally is. And once again, Get Me Out of Here came out of the race with a great credit. He had to be carried out on his shield. And of course, Whisper, he's a conqueror that day, has gone on to prove the form is as good as any when winning the Aintree hurdle at Liverpool only a few weeks afterwards. So the form is absolutely bang on. We know that he goes really well at this time of year. We know he likes good ground. And also, as well, he's won this race before. That was one of his few victories, back in 2012. So, I mean, everything's basically spot on for him today. He's also got a fairly weakish-looking field for a Grade 2. I mean, you can make cases out for the likes of Thousand Stars, Upseen, to a degree, Umbo Matan, who probably might be the main danger on form. Gordon Elliott's charge comes here off the back of several good runs this season, but to all intents and purposes, off a mark of 153, and he's still running to a mark of 153, it's not exactly his own, he's on a downgrade, or the downward spiral, and it looks to get me out of here to lose, so I'm going to stick with John Jarnell's charge, and hopefully he can get what he deserves today.
Okay, get me out of here then in the Strawberry Hurdle. Moving on to the 3:45 next, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs for four-year-olds and over, rated 0-140. And a bit of money at the top of the betting for Under the Boardwalk, who's been backed from sixes into 5-1 favourite. Express de Belay is 11-2, 6-1 for Sammy Black, 7-1 is Love Alive. Seafood and Silver Tassie and Onakura Milan and Roxfield are all 10-1. It's 12-1. Or bigger prices, the rest. An open handicap hurdle here, Andy, and 6-1 the field. Well, 5-1 the field this morning. Who do you like for the 3:45?
Well, so you've got to respect the money for Under the Boardwalk. Clearly, Tony Martin's laid him out for this race. He's been running over fences predominantly this season, and even though he hasn't cut much charge, probably the ground has been probably against him. Actually, he ran well despite the ground last time out at Leopardstown. Of course, behind he'll be remembered. But all his three victories in his career have come on a fast surface, so the drying ground and the sun here at Ferry House this afternoon certainly makes sure that Under the Boardwalk's got his ground in his favour, and he comes here fresh in the most, so he's respected. However, I'm going to take a bit of a chance on Sammy Black staying the trip here. Up to now, his best form has been over 2.5 miles. Indeed, his best figure came when he won at Nace over 2.3 miles. Two starts ago, he beat a horse called Hizarabad, who, of course, boosted the form with a win on the flat the other day down in Navan. So I think that form's all right. Certainly speed figures suggest it was. And then he ran second the other day, and again, another very fastly run race down in Limerick, just failing to get the better of a horse called Get Out When You Can, who went into that race off the back of a couple of wins. Again, another very strong, fast time. So he comes here really in top form. It's just whether he gets a trip. Ground shouldn't be a problem. 2.6 miles maybe is, but the way he stays on his races, I'm prepared to go with Anthony Mullins, his six-year-old, and go with Sammy Black each way.
Okay, Sammy Black each way there then. And moving on to the next race, which is the 4:20. And this is the Racing Post Champion Point to Point Irish National Hunt Flat Race. So it's a 2 and a quarter mile bumper for horses that have been running in point to point. So none of them have had any runs under rules so far. Free Expression is the 7-4 favourite this morning. Clondor Farmer 9-2, 5-1 for double scores. Stowaway Shark sixes with a sizing network, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Only point to point form to go on, Andy, here. So does any of that stand out to you in this?
Not particularly, no. I've just got to go on the vibes that I've heard here last night. There's a big word going around for Gordon Elliott's Free Expression with Nina Carberry. Of course, last year's winning connections here are represented by Gordon Elliott. They won this race last year, but with a horse called Acoracor. And hopefully Gordon Elliott might repeat the dose here with J.P. McManus's charge. Won very impressively at a track called Dromahane. Now, Dromahane is one of the leading point-to-point form lines, really. Anything that wins at Dromahane has obviously got to be fairly useful. And this horse was quickly snapped up by connections. So I'm not going to overcomplicate the race. I'm just going to go for last year's winning connection. Go with the vibes, go with all the whispers, and go with Free Expression.
Okay, on to the big race of the day next then. Excuse me. On to the big race of the day next then. And this is the 5 o'clock, which is the Irish Grand National, an extended handicap chase, a Grade A handicap chase as well, over 3 miles and 5 furlongs. And third place last year was Home Farm, and he's the 11-1 favourite to win this year's renewal. Cause of Causes is 12-1 with Shut the Front Door, who's been back from 14-1 on the day, was as big as 16-1 earlier on in the week. Gooniella is 12s with Tammy's Hill, 14-1 for My Murphy and Gallant Oscar. Touch the Eden was 16s earlier on in the week, now 15-1 with the Westerner Boy. 18s into 16s for Alfie Sherrin, that was as big as 25-1 earlier on in the week. 16s for Daring Article, 20s for Pendra and Golden Wonder and Shred Padraig, and then it's 22-1 or bigger prices the rest. Mightily competitive Irish Grand National, Andy. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, it is almost verging on the impossible, this race. I think if I can get one in the first 4 or 5, I'd be doing really well. I'll probably take a couple against the field. And for those that listened into the podcast yesterday, I haven't really been dissuaded by the two that I fancied 24 hours ago, particularly now the ground's on the decent side. And that'll certainly suit one of the selections I'm going to go with here, Golden Wonder from the Desi Hughes stable. Of course, they had the opening winner yesterday, so another yards in form. And Golden Wonder comes here with a perfect profile, really. He's a lightly raced 8-year-old that hasn't had too many miles on the clock. He's only had the 12 jump starts, and indeed, only four over fences. But it hasn't stopped novices winning this race before. And, you know, you look at his profile, he's virtually had the perfect campaign. He's been rested over the winter, so he hasn't had any hard races. And he had a run here 2 weeks ago at the track, really, just to get his eye in. That was a really good move by Desi Hughes. Under top weight, on soft ground that he doesn't like. I thought he ran really well behind Jupiter in a very strongly run race, and he kept on well without being unduly punished. Prior to that, he'd been running really well in good novice chases where they've gone a good pace, so he should be used to the big fields. And, of course, if you go back to Galway in his opening salvo over fences, he beat none other than Spring Heeled, of course, who won the King Muir at the Cheltenham Festival. So his form's really, really good. He's got a mark of 135, which I think is fair, but the beauty is he's got his ground. Good ground, he's very much in his ascendancy. So I think Golden Wonder's going to run a huge race here. There's so many others I can mention here. I'll be here all day, so I'm just going to cut to the chase and mention the other one I think will run well. And that's a horse called the Westerner Boy. Now, I've had this horse marked down as a horse who's capable of winning a big handicap for quite a while. I like the fact that Colin Murphy's just given him two runs this season. He's obviously had a big spring target on his mind. And he comes to a track where he's won before. Of course, he won his bumper here back in the day in 2012. Those two runs have been quite good recently over hurdles behind Thunder and Roses last time at Navan. Very, very eye-catching run as well when he was held up at the back door. Came through with a late flourish and suggested that he was going to win a big race when he goes back over fences. It's a typical kind of Irish plot, this. Two runs over hurdles, lightly raced. Ping him into the Irish National for low weight with Alan Crowe on board. So the Westerner Boy, along with Golden Wonder, my two against the field in the Irish National.
Okay, the Westerner Boy 15-1 and Golden Wonder 20-1 in the morning as we record this. Moving on to race six on the card after the Irish Grand National, and this is the 5:35, and it's the John and Chich Fowler Memorial European Breeders' Fund Mares Chase, a grade three over 2.5 miles, and some really good mares in here. Tala 9-4, Un Artiste 7-2, Bailey Babe 6s, Nadia de la Vega 8-1 with Burn and Turn, 10s for Avondu Lady, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. A good renewal, Andy. Who do you like here?
Well, Nicky Henderson often brings a runner over to these shores, of course, Ferias and the Punchestown Festival, and he's usually not far away. And he took this renewal last year with Nadia de la Vega, and I've got a feeling it's going to go back home to Seven Barrows. Not with that horse, though, in the shape perhaps of Un Artiste, who's taken really well to fences, four starts, two wins. And one of those wins came two starts ago in a grade two at Kempton. She then ran, I thought, a really creditable eighth in what's turning out to be a red-hot handicap at the Cheltenham Festival, and that was behind Don Polly, of course, in the Martin Pike Conditional. That was a really strongly run race. Anything that ran well in that race, always in the first four or five, has gone on to run well since, including Kate de Burleigh, who was third. She jumps well, she goes really well right-handed, and of course Barry Geraghty takes the ride, so everything's in Un Artiste's favour. I think she'll go really well. She's got a touch of class, and hopefully she can turn the form around with Briley Babe, of course, who defeated her early on in the season at Thurles.
Okay, Un Artiste then to win that race for Nicky Henderson for a second year in succession. The 6:05 is the penultimate race this afternoon, and this is a handicap chase over the extended 2¾ miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 135. Wide open this, we're going 8-1 the field this morning, which just sums up how open this race is. And Solstice Night is the one that's attracted a bit of money at the top of the betting, 10-1 into 8-1 clear favourite. Baresi, More Madness, Please Talk, Dush Rembrandt are all 10-1. Usual Smurfer is 12-1 with Raji. It's 14-1 for Boxer Beat, Good Egg, King of the Refs, and Bailey Dusk. And then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. A wide open races, Andy. Who do you like in the 6:05?
Yeah, another race almost as difficult as the Grand National itself. But we'll have a go. I do think Solstice Night will go well. He's going to be one of my selections here. Barry Geraghty on board for Edward O'Grady. Likes the track. His last career win came here. In this race before, so we know he goes well at this time of year. And also, there was a good run last time out down in Wexford over 2.3 miles, probably a trip just a little bit on the short side for him nowadays. But that run behind Fortisa, trying to give that horse a stone, was a good run. Fortisa, of course, is really good form at the moment, and the pair of them pull nicely clear of the rest. I'm sure Solstice Night will give you a good run for your money. And there's another couple I'd mention at prices as well. I think Maud Madness will go well. He goes well right-handed. He comes off the back of a good run behind My Murphy in a very strongly run race. That was back in March. He's got a form on good ground as well, so I don't think it'll borrow inconvenience Terence O'Brien's charge. And we've also got to mention Good Egg as well from the Lorna Fowler stable. Lorna, of course, used to be called, is better known as Lorna Bradburn, of course, to many English punters. But she's got one or two nice horses in her yard, and she plundered a winner at the Punchestown Festival last year. And hopefully this good egg could go well again. Again, another horse who runs well at the track. Previously a good hunter chaser, and has been mixing it in some useful company this season. So I do think good egg could go well. But my main selection would be Sauce this night. He ticks a lot of boxes, and there's been good money for him. So we'll go with him.
Okay, on to the final race next, then, the 6:35. We finish with a 2-mile bumper, and the money in bumpers is usually quite informative, and it's come for Marinero this morning, 11-4 into 2-1 at the time of recording, 4-1 for Bosman Rule and Buck Dancing, 5-1 for Investment Success. Draco is 7-1, 8-1 for Sunray Shadow, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So the Tony Martin gelding has been backed, and he won his sole point to point, and then second on debut at Leopardstown behind Windsor Park, travelled well through that race as well. Likely to come on for that, Andy. Do you think he's the one to beat in the closing bumper?
Yeah, he did go well through that race. It was only probably lack of fitness and maybe the heavy ground. And up against a good horse as well to boot that cost him victory on his first run. He's by presenting, so the drying ground should suit. And Shane Shortall, who rode him on that occasion, of course, has been asked to do the steering again today. A big word going around for Marinero. Also, I think another one that could run well at price is Sunray Shadow. That horse also ties in with Marinero, the favourite. On a line through Windsor Park course, this horse was third behind Value at Risk and the aforementioned Dermot World Runner when he ran on his debut here at this track. I think that's important as well, a good run under his belt here at this track. And he's run about 7 or 8 to 1. So I think Sunray Shadow each way is the way I'd go in that final bumper.
Okay, Sunray Shadow each way in the lucky last. And Andy, if you wouldn't mind summarising your thoughts for us and spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since I previewed the first race, which has been the complexity of the card here today. The 2:45, I'll go with Jadago each way. I do think he's a nice price at 12-1. In the 3:15, I'm going to go with Get Me Out of Here, won this race 2 years ago. Sammy Black looks a reasonable each way bet in the 3:45. He's in really good form. I'll go with the Vibe horse in the 4:20 free expression. Really good, solid form in point to points. Two against the field in the Irish National, Golden Wonder. I think he'll go well now the ground's dried out. And the Westerner Boy, he's another one to mention, down at the foot of the weights. Unartiz for Nicky Henderson in the 5:35, the Mayor's Race. 6:05, again, another wide-open race, but hopefully Solstice Knight can go close at a track he's got good form at. And in the final race, all the word and all the vibe is for Marinero. I think that'll go well, but hopefully Sunray Shadow will go well for those of us that like a bit of each-way thievery.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Andy, for speaking to us. You're in Ferry House today, so have a good day and enjoy Irish Grand National Day.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.